WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump planning to sign an executive order today that would call for the shutdown of the U.S. Department of Education. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
The Department of Education does oversee funding to help low-income students and students with disabilities. It enforces civil rights laws to prevent discrimination in schools. It also oversees the process for students applying for college financial aid at a federal level. Now, the administration insists that none of those programs are going to be impacted, but it is unclear how. And we are learning that today there are multiple protests popping up across the country, with some teachers very concerned that their students are going to pay the price.
The Trump administration also said to be planning to designate a swath of land where the military would be granted new authority to hold migrants who have crossed the border from Mexico. The Israeli military says it'll no longer allow Palestinians to enter northern Gaza from the south. A blockade has been reestablished. Airstrikes over the strip overnight killed more than 85 Palestinians. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers have passed a bill that would require sheriff's departments cooperate with immigration authorities. They would have to ask people in custody to prove that they're U.S. citizens, and law enforcement would have to report those who can't to the Department of Homeland Security. There will be penalties for sheriff's departments that refuse. They could lose 15% of their funding. This bill was authored and supported by Republicans. It passed along party lines. Governor Tony Evers has already said he will not sign the bill. And in the race to secure the Badger State's first Buc-ee's, so far, Oak Creek seems to be winning. McFarland was originally going to have the first Wisconsin location of the Southern convenience store chain, but the road around it needs work. Stuart J. Waddles details the progress in Oak Creek.
Oak Creek's Common Council has given the green light to zoning changes that could bring a massive Buc-ee's to the city. The proposed 73,000-square-foot facility slated for the southwest corner of I-94 and Elm Road would include 120 gas pumps. While the project does face opposition from people living in the area, city officials are proceeding with the plan.
In McFarland, the new Buc-ee's will be on County Highway V near the interstate, but the road around it needs $15 million worth of work. The company says they'll pay half, but the local government couldn't absorb the other half. So now the governor has added that funding into his budget through Department of Transportation grants, but it remains to be seen whether it'll end up in the final version passed by Republicans. And one of Madison's most popular museums will be closing its doors for a bit. The Madison Museum of Contemporary Art will be getting some much-needed maintenance and will be putting in new exhibitions, so it'll close to visitors for about a month. They'll shut down on April 7th and open again on May 2nd with a big celebration. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-4 win over the Chicago White Sox. Spring training wrapping up this weekend. Opening day a week from today when the crew opens the season in the Bronx against the New York Yankees. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today in Denver. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. You know, there's a lot of different things around it. Being able to normalize that feeling and understand that we've been here before, it still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be a little breezy right away this morning, but the wind will die down fairly quickly. It'll be mostly sunny today with a high of 37. Tonight, clear, becoming breezy after midnight, 27 the low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, but warmer with a high tomorrow in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV host and comedian Mike Toomey, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then magician Lou Lepore joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Me, how much time they spent trying to attack me that I wasn't like masculine enough in their vision. Yes. Like, I would have never believed this. I saw Fox News did like a couple days because I used a straw. And I'm like, hell, man, what am I, how else do you drink a milkshake type of thing? But they focused on it obsessively, which I think, again, is their obsession, their weirdness. We buy their frame on these issues of sexuality, you know, and but the whole thing was is that they spent all their time, these guys, on Fox News that Walls is gay, he's not masculine, you know, he doesn't coach football the way he should. Or
wow, I missed that one. Straws are gay? Straws are inherently gay. Well, there's sucking involved.
So yeah.
Inherently gay.
They spent a couple of days on that on Fox News.
Walls to the Walls. T-shirt's still available, stephaniemiller.com. I love what Tim Walls is doing out there, right, doing town halls where Republicans are too big of oopsies, speaking of being effeminate or whatever you want to call it, too big of cease to show up at your own town halls. Straw drinkers. Okay. Look who's here.
That's good coffee.
I take it back. Like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Do you never have a second cup of coffee at home?
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola. Just to be clear, I banned paper straws. The paper straws are the gay ones, but the initiative I signed to go back to plastic, alpha straws, those are the alpha straws, okay? Just to be clear.
Okay. Oh.
I'm making straws out of leather. They're very masculine. Leather straws.
Speaking of tolerance and diversity, who said about J.D. Vance getting booed at what is it, the Lincoln Center, Kennedy Center?
Kennedy Center.
It troubles me to see so many in the audience who appear to be white and intolerant of diverse political views. Diversity is our strength. We must do better. We must welcome everyone. We will not allow the Kennedy Center to be an intolerant place. Who said that?
Mr. Weed.
Derek Carter.
No, Richard Grenell. Really? Really? They're the ones that are repealing every DEI program under the sun. Yep. But they would like you to be more tolerant of J.D. Vance.
Meanwhile, on the island of misfit, forgotten black Republicans, nobody likes a black person in the box.
Was that your Tim Scott? That's fantastic. Yeah.
Donaldson, all of them.
Byron Donaldson.
Yes. Yeah. By the by, I sent this one to Frangela Carlos, but it was a great point. JP said, during the post-Jim Crow era, towns around the South were ordered to desegregate public schools. Rather than comply, many towns simply filled in the pools with dirt, destroying them for anyone rather than letting everyone enjoy them. That's the whole U.S. in 2025. We're filling all the pools. I mean, that's it, right?
It's all performative. It's just all performative. It's all one big episode of The Apprentice. Like, stage this, do that, do this, make this happen, mass firings, save people from space. Go to camera 4, director, camera 3, get a close-up, It's pretty much what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is, but like, you know, I've said that. I think you could feel it. I think it's going to be his own hordes, and I will call them hordes, that are going to just finally click and go, no.
Yeah.
As is what we're seeing at the Republican town halls.
Right.
This is all this performative stuff can only go so far before you go, this is a really crappy show.
Well, right. We keep saying when, you know, propaganda doesn't work, when the reality overwhelms it. And, I mean, this one, Tiffany threaded, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Unfortunately, they're dooming the rest of us who did learn, too. I mean, that's the problem, is now we're all in this, right?
Yeah, it's a cancer. It's a cancer that affects the whole body. And if you're going to use that metaphor, the United States is the entire body. Yeah, this performative cancer is spreading, and it takes down everybody. And there's going to be some good vibes for 24 hours because, quote-unquote, Starlink Musk helped get the astronauts back. But that's going to be good. That's a 24-hour news cycle,
though.
So that's gone already.
He didn't. That's another BS thing. Musk didn't get them. I mean, NASA ended up having to get them. I mean, it's just everything they do is a lie.
Yeah, yesterday was a NASA operation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, even if some interpret it as right. Musk and Trump administration, a victory, quote-unquote, for them,
right.
Even though the facts don't meter that out or whatever, still, even if that were the case, it's going to last 24 hours.
This is why I'm glad, you know, at least we have social media. Pat said, after Elon promised to save the two astronauts, Boeing left stranded. NASA eventually got them back with a regularly scheduled flight. Musk for the fail again. I mean, that stupid car literally has parts flying off of it. They had to recall them, right?
Like yeah. A jalopy. Like schlep car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Beverly Hillbillies.
Right. Like,
yeah.
But again, yeah, that was a performative piece that they wanted to try to take advantage of, even though, as you say, it wasn't them. It's like, let's show this. Let's take the credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another show. It's another show. In Arena 5, here they come, the astronauts that we did it.
Yeah, I know. We were saying about how he posed like a Vita in the balcony because he loves that show. And then he tried to post it like it was spontaneous. It's just, it's all, I mean, you tweeted about, you said, listen to scientists, not grifters. I mean,
yes.
It's, you know, it's all a grift, all of them.
This beef tallow oil business, you know, you look at any credible doctors, like you're still adding tons of calories. And Japan uses seed oils, but the difference is they have universal health care, they walk a lot, they eat better overall. So it's not the seed oils per se that these people are, they're just latching. Kennedy is such a stooge with Sean Hannity, who's being rude to the person that's helping him serve food.
Right.
Excuse me, pal. He grabs him like a freaking.
Yeah, it's been a really long time since Sean Hannity's been inside a Steak and Shake.
Yeah, exactly. It's just all performative.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's dumb.
We did a story earlier about how, you know, Bobby Kennedy used to speak out about mercury levels in the water. Well, Trump administration just enacted the same policy. How's that make America healthy again? I mean,
yeah, he's head of the EPA with some big oil lobbyist guy, and Kennedy has nothing to say about it. I don't get with Kennedy, with Marco Rubio, with the wives of these people. I don't see how your self-esteem could sink that low when you just stay silent.
Is it Cash?
What is Cheryl Hines doing?
Is Cash Patel
that guy
selling vaccine reversal pills?
Yeah, Cash Patel. Yep.
There's no such thing as a vaccine reversal pill. Like, oh my God.
Rube, so many rubes.
I love your Cash Patel impression there, Carlos.
Yeah.
He's
like Sid Dithers. He's like Eugene Levy's character Sid Dithers on SCTV. There's a reference. So, did you go to San Francisco? Did you walk in or did you flew? Sid Dithers, folks. Then you'll have a laugh.
You're a big fan. Nick in Nebraska made a good point. What were we going to...
Oh, God.
Hello, Nick in Nebraska.
Yes, he said, why are we all believing that the Republican who threatened Schumer about the
shutdown.
Yeah, the shutdown. Never reopening the government. Now you believe what the Republicans say?
Yeah. I mean, you can't believe anything there.
No.
He got played. I'm sorry. Schumer got played. And he's not a bad person. He's just not the right person, in my opinion, for this moment. And
were
saying,
they truly caught between a rock and a hard place?
Oh, by the way, you were correct. You did get called a transphobe because of our conversation last week.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I got called waffling on trans issues First of all, I don't agree with Gavin Newsom on trans issues, but my bigger problem, like I was saying, Carlos, is that he's platforming all these right-wingers and buddy-buddying with them. Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon, they have their own huge megaphones that they can spread the same lies over and over. I mean, Chris and I were talking, you remember back in the day, Carlos, when you and I first worked together, back in the 90s, I mean, we would have Susan Carpenter, MacMillan, right. Paula Jones spokesperson on, and it was funny, and Arianna Huffington when she was a Republican.
Right. Yeah.
But it's a different time. It's a different playbook. Yeah. We are in fascism, yeah. Carlos, and it's like, it's not, so I don't have Republicans on anymore because I'm not going to give my little teeny, tiny portion of the universe to right-wingers.
Well, like, they have their own. Republicans are, you know, you might entertain having a Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger, people like that, Mitt Romney,
sure.
Some of the more level-headed. But yeah, I agree with you. It's like, what nice Nazi can we invite on our program to have a good time with? It's like,
to me, it gives the both sides do it, and oh, we can bipartisan outreach, and we can work together, and that is not the moment in time we are in. And so that's my beef, is I think that campaigning with Liz Cheney was probably not, you know what I mean? I think our base is the one that didn't turn out the way they should have for Kamala. So,
But our base is not myopic or whatever. It's divided. There is a whole center of the country. And I remember saying this early on because I did vote for Kamala and I liked her. But there's people outside of our bubble that weren't sure about her. And that's unfortunately the reality of this country. And so what we have to sell as the Democratic Party is, unfortunately, we have to appeal to the center right. And the center left.
I agree with Frangela. We got to stop, recruiting at Klan rallies. I think we have to get to that huge percentage that doesn't vote. We got to mobilize our base, and I think our base would really be energized by a change in leadership in the Senate, for instance. Because look at these town halls. Look at the polling, Carlos. People are ready to fight. We don't want people palling around with Charlie Kirk. Why we sparked to Gavin Newsom is because he'd go on Fox News like Pete Buttigieg and kick the crap out of them.
Yep.
Like he was a fighter. Like, that's the thing is we don't.
I wish my guy, Wes Moore, could be a little bit more. I wish my guy, Wes Moore, could be a little bit more Jasmine Crockett at times, be a little bit more vocal. But maybe he's busy being the governor of Maryland and doing a great job, So. Yeah. Who knows? We'd all love the perfect candidate, but as we learned, we did have a much better candidate in this election, and it didn't matter because the amount of fear, we're battling against billionaires who own networks and television and radio and streaming. That's a huge battle. Again, I think Jesus Christ could have run in this election against Trump and would have lost handily.
Yeah. I mean, Attorney Ryan, who I'm loving a lot on the social, says Trump has done more damage to the U.S. economy, the U.S. government, and our alliances than any foreign military ever could. He's an enemy to the United States and a threat to the American people. And we got to act like it every day, Carlos.
Yeah.
I mean, we are under attack. And this one more. Marky says, I've lost track of how many times I was told I was being hyperbolic or alarmist about warning that the United States was on the road to fascism. Well, I'm here to say I no longer think we're on the road to fascism. We've actually already arrived, but not enough of us realize that we're there yet. So why people are reacting to Chuck Schumer playing by the old rule book.
We were merging onto the road of fascism during his rallies. Fake news. These people are the reason. These news people right here. It's like, hello, you're merging into fascism freeway.
Yeah.
And now he's like, NBC, they should be canceled. These networks, they got to go.
Yeah.
Of course we're here in fascism town.
I mean, it's just every day it gets worse. Trump didn't just illegally deport people. He also made a shock film reveling in the brutality of his deportation tactics to satiate the bloodlust of his MAGA horde. I said that, Carlos, from day one. It's like he's not deporting even as many people as Biden did. He's just making a big, dumb, loud, mean reality show for his stupid base to go,
It's all performative. That's why it's not women and children that they showed with shaved heads. That's not going to play well.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is terrifying.
There are bad elements in this country that were born here. There are bad elements that come from different places. It's such a stupid generalization that you have to make. There's bad people everywhere. Some come here illegally, like Elon Musk.
You either believe in due process and rule of law or you don't. It's not optional.
Yeah, they have the woman on Fox, Tarlo, was just saying they have a right to seek asylum. That's just basically in our Constitution.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And Marco Rubio was saying the other day, if they have bad intentions and we don't have the, we don't have to let them in if we don't want to. It's like, we do. That's kind of who we are.
Well, you know, somebody, they were saying, God, this late, I can, I'm trying to keep track of their ridiculous arguments. Tom tweets, DOJ is arguing in court that while we don't know much about the supposed Venezuelan gang members, and while it may be true some or all of them don't have criminal records, there's that. The lack of specific information about each individual actually highlights the risks they pose. That's the lamest response to a due process claim in the history of the Constitution. If we don't really know who we are, we have no business deporting them. I mean, yeah, like, they don't, if some of them don't even have criminal records, they're due at least a hearing or some sort of due process, right? Before you disappear them to a black site prison.
How many people are members of this church or whatever that this guy who was working for Trump, who recently got the pedophile 16-year-old soliciting, that's the guy you want to shave the heads and get him out of the country. Take that guy out.
Yeah, yeah.
How many evangelical churches have weird, creepy men who want to sleep with little children? Find those guys, shave their heads, and take them out.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Easy.
The guy that has put the bill forward. Is it Minnesota? The,
you know, that's,
right. Trump deranged Minnesota.
I want to see him in a shaved head, bent over, and shipped out of the country.
Oh, there you go.
Bent over? Oh, dear.
Well, that,
Carlos
that,
is in fuego this
it,
morning.
As it refers to the picture of those kids that were leaning forward.
Got
it. Not there in the way
go.
That you
not
think it is.
On a
dirty, dirty person.
Don't take everything beautiful and make it dirty.
Oh, that's my bag.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, the president. The Shonda Rhimes.
G-E.
Wow. The Shonda Rhimes president is up in the Lincoln bedroom in cozier sheets, as he should be,
that's
with
right.
the first lady who was in from New York.
Hey, lady.
Hey, lady.
Hey.
Is your, you need a pencil on your tongue? Here.
Hello,
yeah. Hello. Their bamboo sheet set is next level soft. Buttery, melt into your mattress soft. The best part, the sheets are temperature regulating. Because you know what? It's a little menopausal. It's going to be like 80s this weekend, and then by the time I get back next week, it's going to be 60s again.
Yep.
What's going on?
Brr.
Well, how's this happen? You don't even have to wonder what has this happen. Because what's got to be did is you got to go get some Cozy Earth sheets and some Cozy Earth jammies and some Cozy Earth Lux bath sheets. Oh, my God. Ultra absorbent, softer than anything you've ever dried off with. There is no going back once you go Cozy Earth. I'm just warning you. Why wait? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. My code is Stephanie for up to 40% off the softest sheets, towels, and jammies and more. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. When you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Color me kooky, but something very odd is going on around here.
Well, you've heard about marrying above your pay grade. I sometimes have to interview above my pay grade. John Summer is an Emmy and multiple award-winning anchor and investigative reporter. And he joins us now to talk about Home Title Lock. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Stephanie. Oh, you're way too kind.
Well, let's, you know, this is a really serious subject. Talk to us exactly what is title fraud or house stealing is what it really is.
Originally, the FBI, when they first identified this, Stephanie, about 25 years ago, they called it house stealing. The latest one that I've heard is title pirates, but basically it's all the same thing. What happens is the bad guy can transfer the title or property into your name or into another false person's name and then extract the value of that piece of property. So they don't want to steal the house. They don't want the actual physical structure. What they want is the value.
Yeah. The question you ask is, when's the last time you checked your home title? If the answer is never, that's exactly what they're counting on.
Nobody goes down to the county clerk's office every day and checks their title. Even if they did, Stephanie, the bad person can take it immediately after you leave. It's that quick.
In terms of what you can do, their $1 million triple lock protection. You get immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration teams can spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. When was the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer was never. That's exactly what scammers are counting on. That's why we trust Home Title Lock to give you free title history report. Start with this. You can find out if you're already a victim and access your personal Title Expert. That's a $250 value just for signing up. If you go to HomeTitleLock.com, use my promo code Stephanie250 or click on that link in the description. HomeTitleLock.com, the promo code is Stephanie250. John, I'm not used to talking to people as fancy as you. This has been terrifying but really exciting. Thanks. Thanks so much for doing it.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. Play at the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm in the corner, watching you kiss her. Oh, I'm right over here. Why can't you see me? Oh, I'm giving that mile, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Christopher, what? Who said Trump's entire brand is built on grievance? He doesn't lead, he complains, he doesn't govern, he pouts, and now despite having every advantage, he still can't help but wallow in self-pity, lashing out like a child who didn't get his way. He is, without question, the weakest strong man this country has ever seen.
Rocco Wallaby.
Panchito Pistoles.
No.
I don't like Donald Trump. He's a bad person.
That'd be Charlie Sykes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, Carlos, we had a discussion last week on because obviously Gavin Newsom was in the news talking about trans girls in sports. Well, this story this morning, judge blocks Trump's transgender military ban.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem is the right has become, to me, just such bullies, and they really use this issue to demonize trans people. I thought a lot of great points were made. The Defense Department tried to say, basically, like that the Defense Department relied on medical literature that claimed 55% of all trans individuals experienced suicidal ideation. The attempted suicide rate of trans individuals was 13 times higher compared to cisgender counterparts. For starters, the judge pointed out, the department doesn't qualify whether those trans people quoted in the study ever served in the military. So, mm-hmm. obviously, and had to deal with the stressors of military life, so There was no she said the literature will tell you because they face such stigma and discrimination in society, all studies show people with gender dysphoria are not more inherently subject to suicidal ideation. It's not biological. It's because they face discrimination,
correct,
because they face abuse and all kinds of slurs and all these things that are heaped onto transgender people. The answer to suicidal ideation is not to further discriminate, is what, and I thought that was a great point.
Correct. Yeah, it's not biological. It's not because of the decision they made. It's because how they're treated. And again, anybody that has the courage to want to serve in this country militarily and not feign bone spurs, you know, more power to them. We should be lifting anybody up who wants to serve, gay, straight, cis, transgender.
Well, that's to me. It's
amazing.
Just, it's just bigotry, you know. And I guess my whole issue with I understand the debate over trans girls in sports. I just am like, again, 0.00001%, you know, is something they were able to demonize this tiny segment of the population, and it's just, we got a heartbreak. We can continue on after the break. Coffee with Carlos El Rocky.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality, so it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school, and if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids to eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
has? Why are you showing it to me then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. You'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
Somebody is a corrupt judge, that person can and should be impeached. But not because you voiced an opinion. That's why these guys have life terms. So they are immune from these types of attack and they can be objective in their judgment. We live in a society of rule of law. Supreme Court has its power. Judges have their power. And it should frighten every American, whether you're conservative or progressive, that you have a president who does not respect our Constitution and wants more and more power for himself.
Yeah. Here, here. Senator Sanders. Yeah, corrupt in Trump's estimation means if you disagree with him
exactly.
on anything, right? That's not corruption. Wow, Bernie has found his moment, right? What did I tell you about the oligarchs? Billionaires and billionaires. Billionaires and billionaires.
About the oligarchs and about Taylor Swift. I was right about both.
he was correct. We still, you know, part of all everything we're talking about is just, you know, disinformation, the amount of, because Carlos, as we were saying, the trans issue got lumped in with other lies, you know, that's the problem. It's just that they're doing trans surgery in school without your, you know, the parents.
They're getting your kids into transgenics.
Yeah, which, right. But this one, Keith Boykin says, the headline on the Times website says, economists disagree, but the New York Times watered down the headline in this linked version to economists are skeptical. Not a single economist agreed with Trump in the article. One Republican economist even described Trump's policies as short-term pain to get more long-term pain. I mean, this is like we always talk about the refusal of just experts of any kind. Every Nobel-winning economist supported Kamala Harris and her plans, but it almost was like a negative for MAGA. They're like, doctors, scientists, economists.
Take place. Like it wasn't happening fast enough. It's like, no, we've made an investment. These things take time. And now all of a sudden, hey, you got to wait, man. These things take time.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Yeah. I mean, this one, Brian said, the fact the mainstream media just stopped talking about age and mental fitness when President Biden left the race is a joke. That should be the lead topic when talking about Trump literally every day. I mean, the fact that no reporter just goes, what the actual are you talking about? No one ever just, you know, I mean.
I'm still baffled why we don't talk about January 6th, why we don't talk about that shakedown phone call to Zelensky. I'll give you more weapons if you give me dirt on Joe. But why are we not still talking about that? Everything that he does, including January 6th, where officers were beaten up, some died a couple days after.
Yeah.
How is that not huge still?
I always said that. Why do the people who committed suicide get discounted? Like the stress of hand-to-hand combat, which I've said many times, Carla, our military doesn't fight like that anymore. They're not in hand-to-hand combat for hours. I mean, you know.
They're not getting bear sprayed and hit with flagpoles and crushed and stomped on. It was just insane.
Yeah.
How weak and feeble, and again, I shout this out to Adam Kinzinger, who's always deriding the Democrats for not being strong enough. Your own party could not stand up to what was painfully obvious. What a feeble party that is.
Yep. And along those lines, Chris, who said that's who Donald Trump is, a man who projects strength but folds under pressure, a man who pretends to be the big bad alpha but cries foul when things don't go his way, a man who, despite winning the presidency again, still insists he's the biggest victim in American history. It would be pathetic if it weren't so predictable.
Eric Trump. Bilbert Turtle.
No, you are both wrong and wrong. Charlie Sykes again. See what I did there?
Wash your hands, turn the page.
By the way, all our heroes of democracy, do you not have to be from America? How about this one? Mark Carney saying he'd meet with Trump to discuss trade and tariffs only once Trump has stopped threatening to invade us and refers to leaders with their appropriate titles thrilled me deeply. If Americans won't stand up to us, won't stand up to him, at least Canada is. Thank you. Modeling.
encourage our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy. We proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
I mean, when you piss off Canada, Carlos, I mean,
yeah.
But yeah, that's how you model courage, right? You
just stop. I was just out here flipping my bacon.
Stop with
this
juvenile.
Guy comes along and says that.
No, but it's just, they're basically saying, stop with this juvenile bull, right? I'm not the governor. We're not the 51st state, you crazy old bastard.
Didn't freaking Marjorie Taylor Greene's new husband slash boyfriend say something stupid again about, aren't the Irish happy people? Isn't Ireland full of happy people? It's a parade of idiots, as you say.
Let's just take a moment to say he is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Just think on that premise.
He's got monster scratch marks on his back.
Wow. Carrie with a good point. Dictators don't take power in one night. They create chaos and solve it by taking your freedoms. Are we paying attention yet?
53 days for Hitler.
I know. I mean, I even those of us that expected the worst are just like, oh, holy God. Here's to our point of our discussion we were just having.
Okay.
Robert Reich said, by moving to the, quote, center, Democrats have failed to fight the forces that led us to Trump, widening inequality, the unchecked power of billionaires. There's no center anymore between a takeover of the government by oligarchs and true freedom. Dems need to learn this. That's why Chuck Schumer can't compromise, can't believe Republicans. Gavin Newsom should not platform or pal around with right-wingers. They are not. You know what it is, Carlos? Good faith. Remember that term?
Yeah.
Nobody, they are not operating in good faith. None of them.
I'm not knowledgeable with what happened when the government shut down in Schumer. So what are some of the things that Democrats could have done to avoid that?
Well, I mean, Chuck Schumer is right on. There were no good options.
Right.
It's not like
a horrible situation to be in.
But, you know, I was saying, Carlos, one of the arguments was, well, they'd shut down the courts and that's the only place we're winning. Well, you see, he's not listening to any of the courts anyway so far. They're obviously defying court orders. So, you know, again, just not normal times.
Again, I think his takedown is going to come from his own people, not the Democrats.
Yeah. By the way, this one just gets us out here in L.A. Scott said parts of Oklahoma were decimated by fires and tornadoes. Like in L.A., the fires were fueled by strong winds that made them unstoppable. No critique from Trump of Oklahoma's response, as with L.A. No talk of conditioning aid, as with L.A. Oklahoma should receive everything it needs. So should L.A. We must never politicize disaster aid. But you know he will. You knew there wouldn't be a word about
anything. He's
going to
come
political.
In after an Oklahoma tornado and just go, I'm bringing wind machines. I'm releasing more wind into Oklahoma just so they can get it through.
This is Ro Khanna on the chaos I was just talking about.
I'll tell you where he's weak. For the first time ever, even including his first term, his numbers have declined on the economy. People always trust him on the economy. And the problem is not that he's had tariffs on steel or aluminum. The problem is one day he announces tariffs on everything in Mexico. The other day they're off. Then sometimes he's doing Canada, and it's led to lower consumer confidence.
By the way, we're at like the lowest crossings from Canada into the U.S. like since COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. People are, you know, talking with
economies like, you know, the economies in Arizona and Florida and like Palm Springs, where they have a lot of snowbirds that come down from Canada.
Yeah.
Those economies aren't running right now.
Yeah. And somebody, I can't remember from what country, Chris, literally said, you know, it's not even just boycotting America now. We're literally scared. Mm-hmm. A lot of people around the world are scared to go to America. I mean, it's.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. By the way, to your point, Carlos, this is a Republican town hall with a Republican in Nebraska.
What makes you think that he has no conflict of interest?
Elon Musk.
Do you think he would cut that before he would cut our Medicare or our Social Security or our jobs?
I support Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency.
Could he sound any more robotic? I support.
Yeah, exactly.
I support Elon Musk.
And his Department of Government Efficiency.
Like Elon Musk built him and the sides are just falling off. I support.
A robot. Robot blowing up.
Yeah, that sounded like he had a sniper in the hallway.
Yeah.
We have a robot malfunction.
Yeah, robot malfunction.
Yeah, it's really, I support Elon Musk. Wah, wah. Schlepp car falls apart.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a car person, but it's the trim. What is there? Trims? Is that what they're called?
Trim? Yeah.
Yeah, they're flying off.
Well, yeah.
So they had to recall.
You've seen
them.
The video of people just pulling off the trim from a from a Cybertruck?
Oh, I saw a crash. That's the Elonbot 2000 Nebraska model. I saw a crash between a Tesla Cybertruck and a Volkswagen, and the Volkswagen won.
Yeah.
Tesla was all crumpled, but the bug's like, hello.
Yeah. To be fair, I've had some experiences with Teslas, and some of them are pretty good models, but the Cybertruck is definitely an FU mobile. So I'm going to buy this to own the libs. Well, that's not a great reason to buy a Matchbox.
What did someone say? It looks like two toasters stuck together. It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're ugly. I mean,
it's a doorstop. Yeah, it looks like a doorstop.
A regular Tesla's nice, but
the Model S's, the Model 3's, the Y's, and his, the Y's. Yeah,
I mean, his sales. He really is in around the world. His sales are down like 70 something percent in country after country.
But he didn't invent the cars.
He just shot himself.
Right. And so, there's some, every time we talk about SpaceX, I do get some emails from some of the engineers over at SpaceX in El Segundo saying, hey, we're good people here. It's just the guy who runs the company.
We don't mean you. We mean Sissy SpaceX. Don't call him Sissy SpaceX. He does not like it when you call him Sissy SpaceX.
I like what Chris said. Some people who drive Teslas are good people. So when you destroy charging machines and you affect good people, we don't like Musk. We happen to have the car.
Right.
And we don't ever encourage, vandalism and whatever. Okay. So, but here's the thing where we're talking about the courts, Carlos, is, it's good news if you think we still have a rule of law. A federal judge found Elon Musk and Doge may have violated the Constitution by moving to shut down USAID. He ruled in favor of the group of former employees, ordered Musk and Doge to reinstate payments, security notifications, and access email, all other electronic systems to USAID employees. He said, according to the judge, it would be up to Congress to decide whether, when, and how to close USAID, and Doge's actions were deprived the Congress of their constitutional authority. Federal judge said exercised unconstitutional authority in multiple ways, dismantling USAID. But now, Carlos, we're at the, who's enforcing this now, if they defy this court order, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, maybe some of his supporters crack and just start saying we're going to take care of this on our own.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, do we have Elon? Because it's not as good as Carlos's, but okay.
Yeah. Okay, yes, we do.
Yeah.
There was this level of really hatred and violence from the left. The left... Democrats were supposed to be the party of empathy, the party of caring, and yet they're burning down cars, they're firebombing dealerships, they're firing bullets into dealerships, they're just, smashing up Teslas. Tesla is a peaceful company. We've never done anything awful.
Except
I've never done anything awful. I've only done productive things.
Right.
Okay. Will the plight of poor white millionaires ever really be fully addressed here in America, Carlos?
Yeah, he's obviously, now all of a sudden he wants us to have, quote-unquote, empathy for Tesla dealerships.
Exactly.
And so that's kind of a hard sell. But it does give them fodder. And to generalize and say that it's the Democratic Party and not a few bad actors that are angry and furious about
faith.
The fact that you cut their job.
In that same interview, he said that these were well-funded people that are destroying Tesla dealerships.
I'm not sure
about that.
Yeah.
No.
It's bad faith arguments. I think there was a Hannity segment where he was, talking about Ukraine and, I thought the left were these peaceniks. Why don't they want peace? It's like, so handing Ukraine to a war criminal is your idea of peace, right? It's like they keep trying to make these bad faith arguments. Like, it's the left that are warmongers now because we think, we should defend Ukraine, right? And democracy.
I think the reporter should have interrupted Elon Musk and go, hey, man, how come you're not wearing a suit? You want us to feel sorry for Tesla dealerships? Why aren't you wearing a suit?
I mean, it's stuff like this that they're doing. The Social Security Administration is considering adding a new anti-fraud step to claims for benefits that the agency acknowledges would force millions of customers to file in person at a field office rather than over the phone. The change would create major disruptions to Social Security operations, could cause particular hardship for the elderly and disabled who have limited mobility. This would have totally, my mom, for instance.
Yep.
Right? I mean,
people paid into this. They're trying to tell you that it's a Ponzi scheme. It's not. They paid their own money into it. They're owed it back.
Right. Thank you.
They helped this country with infrastructure bills like the one Joe Biden and Kamala Harris put forth.
Yep. Representative Tom Suozzi talking about Doge.
What we're seeing from Doge, what we've been seeing so far, a lot of it's just been reckless. Why do you want to eliminate people who work to oversee the nuclear stockpile? Why do you want to get rid of people who oversee the avian flu? Why do you want to get rid of people who oversee a measles outbreak in Texas?
Yeah.
Doge, or as Homer Simpson calls it, Doge! Doge!
I'll be here in the bushes.
We're going to help the country by slashing jobs from everybody in the country. Doge!
I'll be here in the bushes with Marco Rubio.
I'm a pro-Trump supporter, and what? I just lost my job? Doge!
No! Doge! Okay, that's funny. Yeah.
Oh, you're funny, Carlos.
Here's the funny.
You know, sometimes
here's
the voices.
Funny.
Hey, the voices.
Wee.
Zing, zing.
Zing, zing, zing. Something for the kids.
Yeah,
something for
the
kids. That'd be funny, him backing into Marco Rubio, who's hiding in the bushes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like Marco Rubio is trying to back into the couch.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen. You know what? It's not just the collagen product, Chris. I'm telling you.
Oh.
I take Arctic krill oil.
Oh.
It's the best kind of fish oil. I use the hydrate packets. They're fantastic. Electrolytes and all kinds of other great stuff in there to put in your water.
Okay.
For your, you know, biking, hiking, what have yous. But if you're ready to move more easily, independently, without pain or stiffness holding you back, you want to see that plump, hydrated glow, Native Path Collagen. Oh, my God. It's good for all of that stuff, like your bones, your skin, your cartilage, your hair, your nails, your gut. Helps with your digestion, all that good stuff. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. It's in my coffee every morning. But listen, I don't judge you. Put it in your smoothie. What do I care?
Yeah.
Soups, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it is absorbed more easily, mixes perfectly without clumping. No clumping. Go to getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. Getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Code is Stephanie.
I was always tired, with weekly bouts of indigestion. A friend asked me, when was the last time you did a detox? Never, I said, so she recommended Active Liver.
Our liver works hard every day to remove toxins from processed foods and unclean air and water. But too many toxins can overwhelm the liver, causing it to actually store toxins in our body fat. Low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation are all telltale signs that we need to act. Water or juice fasts can help, but often require days or weeks of feeling tired and sick. Thankfully, there's an easier way. Active Liver from New Nordic is a natural supplement that helps your liver effectively eliminate toxins on a daily basis, leaving you feeling better, with more energy and less bloating.
Within a week of taking Active Liver, I was feeling better, and now I have more energy than I've had in years.
Available in both tablet or delicious gummies, you can find Active Liver online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com or in stores at your local CVS or Meijer grocery.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or recommend.
From the National Institutes of Health.
Hi, Free Speech TV Land. This is the last week of the fun drive. Mama's going on vacation next week. Please let me come back and still have a TV show, please.
I think you will.
Please, please. Okay, freespeech.org/donate. We are running a little behind. Please help us. It is more critical than ever. We are literally, we're in the constitutional crisis.
Yes.
In the fascism, you've got to have these democracy warriors here on Free Speech TV, like Randy Rhodes and Tom Hartman and Amy Goodman, on and on. David Pakman, I mean, such great voices. Please help us. 877-378-8669 or freespeech.org/donate.
Stable biological state that can intrude into waking functioning and lead to catastrophic outcome. It's not funny in a 17-year-old kid in a car at night. We got to get over the cuteness of sleepiness and confront the biological danger of sleepiness in the workplace.
Sleep disorders and how to overcome them, visit health.nih.gov. For HealthBeat, I'm Phil Stevenson.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take a 1-minute test today.
The cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. The state of the world can make you... You know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I think that summed it all up.
Yeah.
Okay. You can make a difference, right? This is going to help you psychologically, financially, every way possible. Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. More and more people are speaking with their dollars, standing with companies that stand with them and their values. They have given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever right now. And you get to vote on which ones. And you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. And you just bring your phone, bring your current number. You don't have to, I know, we're old people are afraid of change like me. I understand. Everything's it's fine. Go to CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you also get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com. Coffee with Carlos El Zerraki, the day the Earth blew up, a Looney Tunes movie is in theaters.
Yes. I play, I think, a scientist and a newscaster. We're all doomed.
That's true.
That's awesome.
I'm going to go out and check it out. Yeah, nice Warner Brothers full-length feature starring many, many people, including Candy Milo and the wonderful, talented Eric Bauza. Oh,
nice.
Cool.
Nice. Speaking of talent, Katie Porter running for governor here.
I think what we should be asking Elon Musk and pressing him on is, what makes this change efficient? So it's not just a cut for a cut's sake. It's what is the goal of this department and how does this cut make it better? So I can envision taking any particular program, department, specific thing he's doing and press him on how leaving that work on the table, how throwing those workers out of work is actually making government more efficient.
Yeah. Thank you. By the way, Trump fired 2 Democratic members of the Federal Trade Commission yesterday, carrying out another legally dubious power grab. The commissioner said he's worried Trump will turn the FTC into an agency that cuts sweetheart deals for friends of the administration. Because, of course, it will. This is all a big grift. One more, Katie Porter, on cuts.
I work on the campus of the University of California, Irvine. I think about the research we're doing here to save lives, to look for cures for Alzheimer's. Think about a project, a clinical trial that is near the end, only to come unraveled and lose all that science and all that progress, all that potential, because Elon Musk decides to pull the plug. That's not efficient. It's just destructive.
Yeah.
I don't think people get it yet, Carlos. I mean, I don't know anyone whose family hasn't been touched by cancer. You know, I mean, Alzheimer's, you know, all of the stuff that affects all of us.
The possible rise of tuberculosis.
Yeah.
Tuberculosis becoming popular again because we're going to cut all the aid to countries where they need all of the medicines to stop it from happening in the first place. Again, Trump and Musk I've used this analogy 100 times. They keep thinking that they're smoking on a plane is fine because it goes by sections. It affects the whole plane.
Yeah. Oh, and this is just our last bag of... Trump says he's ending Secret Service protection for Biden's adult children, which, of course, Biden didn't do.
No.
Trump's children, but they don't play by the same rules. Like, you just... why we can, you know, new leadership.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, Richmond, Virginia, I'll see you next week. Richmond Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Thursday through Saturday for me.
Yay. Awesome. We love you, Carlos.
Thanks, Carlos.
See you tomorrow. Thank you.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. The chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, joins us to talk about the April 1st election and more. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize. A brand new Verlo Queen mattress set from Verlo and Madison, including a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station that gets set to win starting Monday, March 24th. Get ready to break into spring with WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The reigning NBA champion Boston Celtics are being sold for a record $6.1 billion. The buyer, Symphony Technology Group, managing partner William Chisholm, a Boston native, the sale the richest in major pro sports history. A closely watched barometer of the job market finds more Americans were standing in the unemployment line last week.
The Labor Department says 223,000 initial jobless claims were filed in the week leading up to March 15th, 2,000 more than the week before and in line with what analysts were anticipating. The less volatile weekly moving average has remained fairly consistent since the start of winter. In all, 1.9 million out-of-work Americans are receiving jobless benefits.
The Dow is up 166 points this hour, the S&P up 17. A major north-south route in Gaza has been shut off. Israel reestablishing a barricade today. Israeli airstrikes killing at least 500 people in Gaza this week. This is ABC News.